Here's the second key principle of living health. It's the power of eating water-rich foods. What do I mean by that? Let's you and I use some common sense for a second. 70% of this planet is covered with what? Water. 80% of your body is made up of what? Answer is water. What do you think a large percentage of your diet should probably contain? You guessed it, water. You need to make certain that at least 70% of your diet is made up of foods that are rich in water. That means fresh fruits or vegetables or their juices that are hopefully freshly squeezed. Now, some people I know recommend that, yeah, water's great. You want to cleanse your system. So drink 8 or 10 or 12 glasses of water a day to flush out the system. This can often backfire. In the first place, most of the water that people go around drinking isn't exactly nurturing. Chances are, if you're drinking tap water, that it contains chlorine, fluoride, minerals, and other toxic substances. Drinking distilled water is often a good idea. But no matter what kind of water you're going to drink, you can't cleanse your system by drowning it. The amount of water you should drink, it should be dictated by your thirst. Instead of trying to flush your system by flooding it with tap water, all you have to do is eat foods that are naturally rich in water, what we call water content foods. There are only three kinds on the planet: fruits, vegetables, and sprouts. These will usually provide you with an abundance of water, that life-giving cleansing substance you can't live without. Listen, when people live on a diet that's low in water content foods, you can virtually guarantee that they're going to have some challenges with their health. I'll give you an example. Dr. Alexander Bryce, MD, stated in his book, The Laws of Life and Health, quote, "When too little fluid is supplied, the blood maintains a higher specific gravity and the poisonous waste products of tissue or cell change are only cast off very imperfectly. The body is therefore poisoned by its own excretions, and it's not too much to say that the chief reason of this is because a sufficient amount of fluid has not been supplied to carry off in solution the waste matter that cells manufacture." What the heck does this mean? It means every single day, as we're here talking, cells are dying. They're being destroyed right now, and new cells are being created simultaneously. As I snap my fingers, 7 billion liver cells died that fast. But the good news is 7 billion healthy new ones are created as well. The waste from the old ones must be eliminated, not to mention the waste that we build by the way we eat. Most of us eat where we have such excess in our body has a hard time staying up with it. Unless you've got enough water to carry off that waste matter, it begins to accumulate in your circulatory system, and it causes you to have less oxygen and to literally poison yourself. Your diet should be consistently assisting your body with a process of cleansing rather than burdening it with indigestible foodstuffs. The buildup of waste products within the body promotes disease. One way to keep your bloodstream and body as free as possible from waste and toxic poisons is to limit the ingestion of those foods or non-foods that strain the eliminative organs of the body. The other way to deal with it is to provide enough water so the system can assist in diluting and eliminating these wastes. Let me read you some more from Dr. Bryce here. Quote, "There is no fluid known to chemists which can dissolve as many solid substances as water, which is indeed the best solvent in existence. If, therefore, sufficient quantities of it are supplied, the whole process of nutrition is stimulated because the paralyzing effect of toxic waste products is removed by their solution and subsequent excretion by the kidneys, skin, bowels, or lungs. If, on the contrary, these toxic materials are allowed to accumulate in the body, all sorts of diseases will arise." Unquote. So let me ask you a question. Why is heart disease our biggest killer? Why do we hear about people keeling over and dropping dead on a tennis court at the age of 40? One reason may be that they've spent a lifetime clogging their system. Remember, the quality of your life is dependent upon the quality of the life of your cells. If your bloodstream is filled with waste products, the resulting environment does not promote a strong, vibrant, healthy cell life, nor a biochemistry capable of creating a balanced emotional life for you as an individual. Let me give you one more example of a study, and then we'll wrap this up. Dr. Alexis Carroll, who was a Nobel Prize winner in 1912, and later on became a member of the Rockefeller Institute, set out to prove this theory that the quality of our life is the quality of life of our cells, that if we kept the fluids around our cells cleansed, that our cells could literally live forever. And he proved this by taking the tissue from live chickens. Now, by the way, these chickens would normally live about 11 years. And he found he could keep their cells alive indefinitely simply by keeping the cells free of their own wastes and by supplying them with the nutrients and oxygen that they needed. These cells were kept alive for over 34 years. At the end of that time, the cells didn't die. The Rockefeller Institute finally decided, hey, we can keep these things alive forever, and so they decided to end the experiment. Alexis is probably getting old himself by that point.